Hey guys, this is Nikki here, and today we'll be reading out from 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 verses 5 to 7. Paul started a church in Thessalonians amidst much opposition. In fact, he even had to escape out of there in the night. After leaving, he was anxious to find out how the church was doing, and after receiving a report, he sent them a letter encouraging them to remain strong. From his writing to the Thessalonians, we see how Paul, the great apostle, was an example to the church in Thessalonica he discipled, and of course the joy the Thessalonians brought him. This is especially clear in the Message Bible. It says, "You paid careful attention to the way we lived among you, and determined to live that way yourselves. In imitating us, you imitated the Master. Although great trouble accompanied the word, you were able to take great joy from the Holy Spirit, taking the trouble with the joy with the trouble. Do you know that all over the world and the provinces of Macedonia and Achaia, believers looked up to you? The word has gotten around. Your lives are echoing the Master's word, not only in the provinces, but all over the world. The news of your faith in God is out. We don't even have to say anything anymore. You are the message." Paul, Silas, and Timothy lived their lives in such a way that when the Thessalonians paid attention to them and imitated them, they imitated the Master. The lives of the Thessalonians were even an example to those in Macedonia and Achaia. Their lives echoed the Master's word all over the place. This did not happen just like that. While Paul and the others were in Thessalonica, they made effort to be a good example to them and impart their lives to them. And that's found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 verse 8. And as a result, Thessalonica, their pride and joy. Let our lives be pleasing to God, so that we can tell someone to imitate us as we imitate God. Let our lives impact others around us. Those of us who are discipling someone, we shouldn't take it lightly. Are we able to call them our pride and joy? If we are able to, we first need to be a good example to them. For those who are not yet discipling someone, let's pray and ask God to bring someone into our lives that we can impact. Let's not just be the messenger, let's be the message.